In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Christos Anesti.
Well, one of the things that happens when you've been preaching for a while, in this case over 3 decades, is you wonder, have I preached this sermon before? Have I said this before? And I really can't always answer that question, except to say that probably a lot of what you hear in sermons are things you've heard out of my mouth, either in a class or in a sermon or during confession. And in certain instances, I'm not sure that that really matters. And that's certainly the case today with the Sunday of the myrrh-bearing women. And I say that because the essential lessons of this Sunday, of the gospel narrative that is appointed for this Sunday, as we recall the events of these women setting out to prepare Jesus for burial properly, the lessons are timeless, and we need to always, always, always keep them in the forefront of our Christian behavior. And what lessons am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about these women who set out for the tomb, and we just heard the gospel reading, but we know the account quite well. Jesus was laid in this new tomb that belonged to one of the nobles, if you will, of the time, who was a secret follower of Jesus and then a public follower of Jesus, of course. And Joseph of Arimathea takes Jesus' body, puts him in the new tomb, but there's really not time to prepare Jesus properly for his burial. It is almost sunset, it is almost the start of a holy day. And so it's up to the myrrh-bearing women, when the day is over, when day breaks, for them to set out and properly prepare Jesus' body. And here are the lessons from these ladies. First, it's courage. Imagine, we know all of the hullabaloo, the commotion, the absolute unsettledness, the scandal to some, the great sorrow to others that surrounded the crucifixion of Jesus. And yet, while some of the apostles may have hidden themselves away, these women have the courage to say, well, we've got to go out and do the right thing. And so they get up early in the morning, in spite of any obstacles, not talking about, in this case, obstacles of going over land, but obstacles of what any reprisals might have been, what people might have thought. They said, we have to have courage and go out and do the right thing. Which brings me to that second lesson, which is to do the right thing. They know that the right thing is to properly prepare someone's body for burial. So these women are not only courageous, but they know what the right thing to do is, and they do it. And then they set out with faith. They know very well that, as was the construction of many tombs of that time, into the side of a hill, a cave essentially, that a stone had been rolled in front of it. And they set out really not knowing how that stone was going to be moved away. They didn't ask a man to accompany them or a couple of men. They didn't bring any levers with them. They said, how are we going to get that stone rolled away? We don't know. Who will do it? They didn't know, but they had faith. And their faith obviously was rewarded, because not only was the stone rolled away, but they were the first to really hear of the resurrection. And so these three attributes of courage, doing the right thing, and having faith are timeless Christian virtues that all of us can and should apply. Today is Mother's Day. And are these not three perfect virtues of every mother? Isn't this what we see in all of our mothers? Courage. Motherhood is an act of courage. Not simply the bravery of giving birth, but the courage required really to raise a child and to stand by the family. It is great bravery to be a mother. And yes, being a mother requires doing the right thing, or at least trying to do the right thing as often as possible. And absolutely, I think every mother in here would agree that being a mother is an act of faith. Not when our kids are little and we stand over our cribs only, but as they grow up and grow into adulthood, we are always praying for our children. And by the way, when we talk about mothers having courage and doing the right thing and having faith, please remember, as we consider our mothers, that doing the right thing is not the same thing as being perfect. We strive to do the right thing, but none of us are perfect. But that's okay, because courage and faith make up for any deficiencies that we might have as individuals. Courage, doing the right thing, and having faith have an application to our lives as Christians, individual Christians struggling to live out our faith in the world. Why? Because being a Christian is an act of courage, especially today. You've heard me say this before, it's absolutely true, but we sit here today as practicing Christians in the Bay Area, and we sit here as part of the counterculture. Because the things that you and I say are true, the things that you and I believe, the morality that we stand for, all of that runs counter to the beliefs of probably at least 80% of our neighbors, maybe higher. So we're counterculture, and it takes courage to be a counterculture individual. I would say in many ways it takes more courage to be a counterculture Christian in 2019 than it took to be somebody not bathing and wearing beads in 1969. That didn't take much courage. But this does, being a Christian today. And yes, Christians today, like Christians of every era, are called to do the right thing. Absolutely, 100%. And yes, we have to have faith, knowing that we do as much as we can. We do our part, if you will, in helping God in His plan for salvation. We do our part as we work out our own salvation in fear and trembling, but then God does the rest. He metaphorically, if you will, rolls away the stone from the door of the tomb. And by the way, considering this idea of having courage and doing the right thing and having faith, it's really no surprise, right, why throughout the generations, many people who have described themselves as Christians wonder, well, what's the big deal? I didn't get anything out of it. And it's because they didn't live lives of courage, they didn't strive to do the right thing, and they didn't have faith. They were kind of like the myrrh-bearing women if they had never set out for the tomb early that morning. And if we don't do the things that we're supposed to do as Christians, we're not going to see a lot of results. That's true. And even in our corporate life, as members of a parish, we know that having courage, we know that doing the right thing, we know that having faith, well, they pay off for us. Because in the life of this church since 1904 going forward, time and time again, there have been instances when the parish had to have courage, when the parish had to have faith, and the parish had to do the right thing. And it's worked, because not only have we survived all these years, but we thrive by the grace of God. Now, some cautionary tales with regard to having courage and doing the right thing and having faith. Being courageous is not the same as being loud, aggressive, or even being a bully. The loudest person is not always the most courageous person. You've heard me, at least in confession, reference C.S. Lewis's definition of humility. And C.S. Lewis points out that if you study for a test, do well on it, and get a good grade, and are proud of that, that does not demonstrate a lack of humility. However, if you go through life saying, you know what, I can say and do whatever I want because I'm right, by golly, and I don't care how anybody else thinks about it, or what I might do to their feelings, well, that shows a lack of humility. Courageous people very often have to be humble people. The two are not mutually exclusive. And then another cautionary tale, when we talk about doing the right thing, we do the right thing by God's standards, not by my standards or your standards, the standards of society or anything that anybody else has made up for us. And what are those standards? Well, open the Bible and read it. Or look at the canons of the church, or just look at how Christians have lived for two millennia. The standards are set before us. And they work. They work because they've been tried and tested generation after generation. And then finally, with regard to cautionary tales, please remember that faith is not the same as being foolhardy. In Matthew chapter 4, one of the accounts in the synoptics of Jesus' temptation, we read this: Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels charge of you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, again as it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. None of us should ever confuse our faith in God with the desires of our own ego, because that's when we tempt God. So the truth of the matter is that every day that you and I are called to be like the myrrh bearers, and oftentimes in very simple ways, really, do we have the courage to pray in public? Sitting down at table in a restaurant, do we have the courage to pray in public? When it comes to doing what's right, do we stand up to what's right? Or do we capitulate to social trends because we don't want to be viewed as an outsider? Are we willing to live the truth, to speak the truth in love, but to speak the truth nevertheless? And do we act in life having faith? Having faith that God will do the things that you and I can't do as long as we have that courage, as long as we're doing the right thing. Put very simply, both when it comes to the real stones and the metaphorical stones of life, God will do the heavy lifting for us. Do we have the faith to live that way? So these are some brief thoughts on this Sunday of the Myrrh Bearers, this Mother's Day Sunday. Brief thoughts that I'm sure I've shared with at least one congregation before, maybe with you all, but that's okay. I make no apologies for it. Because for the Christian, emulating the behavior of the myrrh-bearing women, having courage, doing the right thing, and having faith, well, that kind of behavior never, ever goes out of style.